Back to the Mahadev. I just mentioned welcome back because we are about to continue our discussion last week. We have been trying to analyze Rupa and we have been talking about Rupa Upadana Kanda, and we were in the process of doing it when it was time to put a comma to our program. So to continue this valuable discussion today also, Professor Ravi Koggalage is with us. He is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University. He's an engineer and engineer converted to meditation teacher, I would say, meditation teacher and writer of Dhamma books. So we warmly welcome you. And as I told our viewers, we have been analyzing Rupa and we have been talking about how to see Rupa or form in its true nature. So it's over to you to carry on from that point onwards.
Okay, we were talking about Rupa or the physical matter or the form. And last program we described how we get to know about Rupa using our senses, basically. Using our eye, you can recognize. Mm-hmm. And ear, nose, tongue and body, signals they are capturing, right? They are sensitive for. We get to know about external Rupa and also our own body. Mm-hmm. So Buddha has advised us to practice different kind of meditation techniques. Mm-hmm. In order to realize the true nature of Rupa. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we do not know the true nature. We do not see the true nature or realize the true nature of Rupa. Mm-hmm. Along our samsaric journey we came because we do not see the reality or the true nature of Rupa or this world.
Yeah.
In short, right? This world or universe, including our own body. So Buddha has explained little by little how you develop your wisdom to see the true nature of Rupa. So you can start with any Rupa. So whatever you consider it as Rupa.
Okay.
Right. So it's better you can do it for one you are very attached or angry with. Mm-hmm. Because those are, defilements, no? Mm-hmm. So, to reduce them. So, if we consider, last time we explained physical body, maybe your own body or another person's body. Whenever you see another person, you may get angry or get attached. To reduce those defilements, they are also known as Nivarana, Kamachanda and Vyapada, basically. Right? To suppress or reduce that, we can use any of these techniques explained by Buddha in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta under Kayanupassana. Mm-hmm. We have explained few, like 32 parts of the body or the different stages of dead body, right? Mm-hmm. And there are about altogether 40 different methods known as Samasatalis Kamatahan. Mm-hmm. Also, but 14 main techniques explained in Mahasatipatthana Sutta. Mm-hmm. Under Kayanupassana.
Okay.
So Buddha has explained 14 different techniques. So you can see how important to see Rupa as it is. So realize the true nature of the Rupa, especially our own body. Why? Because this is the most attached thing in this world. So that is due to our delusion.
Hmm.
Right? Not knowing the reality.
Mm-hmm.
So to reduce our attachment, mm-hmm, or the tanha, what you have to do is see the true nature.
Mm-hmm.
When you see true, automatically you will reduce unnecessary attachments.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, seeing the reality, there are two methods. You have to start with the worldly level.
Yeah.
Then, little by little, you have to go into lokottara level.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I'm trying to explain, what Lokottara level, how do we practice this Kayanupassana in order to gain Lokottara wisdom, supramundane, rather see reality as it is. Now, since we have talked about physical body, right? So how do we get to know there's another body existing? Basically, there are different times. You get to know about, let's imagine, your mother or anyone. How do you know she is existing? Maybe physically you might see, right? Or sometimes you may see a photo of her.
Yeah.
Right? Or in a newspaper. Or someone like mother on TV, on a video, album. Yeah. Or, right? There are different, ways of external matter reminding us our own mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can apply this for any body, okay? I'm taking a few examples. Now, it may be physical body. When we see that body, we may think that is our mother. Or someone like our mother, when we see, again we remind our mother, right?
Yeah.
Or the picture, photograph, right? Or the video, TV, or cinema, whatever. So each of these different times, we think about our mother. Right?
Yeah.
So does it depend on only the physical body? No.
No, no.
Right? Different kind of pictures captured by our eye can remind us about our mother. Right? So when you remind about your mother, you may be in a happy mood or sad mood.
Mm.
Right? This is what's happening for anyone.
Yeah.
Right? If she is, for example, critically ill, we get sad feeling. If she is in a very good position, kind of thing, we get happy feeling.
Yeah. Right?
Perhaps she has died now.
Okay.
Still we get the same feeling.
Yeah.
When reminding her, we can get happiness or sadness.
Yeah.
This is what is happening. Right. Now, we talk about this happiness and sadness, it's worldly level.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, when we do not know the reality behind this, how we get this sad mood or happy mood? Just by thinking about a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I took mother as an example. You can take anyone. Right? It can change our mental state.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we are thinking about a physical matter. Maybe human being, maybe animal, maybe a thing, whatever. Same experience we get. Either we get sad feeling or happy feeling. Right?
Yeah.
Now, so you have to analyze this incident and see.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is physical body existing, we get attached or sadness, we can practice one of these meditations. Techniques,
mm-hmm.
like for example 32 parts.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the human body but collection of parts. So why do I get sadness or happiness? It's collection of physical parts.
Yeah.
Right? So that way, that might help you to suppress those strong feelings.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
But suppress. But what happens if you forget to practice that meditation? Again, you are in those defilements.
Yeah.
Dukkha. Right? Commonly, yeah. I refer them as dukkha, whether you are happy feeling or sad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We have explained it separately.
Yeah. Ultimately, right? It's
ultimately,
dukkha.
Whether you are attached or aversion, both comes under dukkha.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now at the worldly level, this is what happens.
Sure.
Right? And this meditation practice directing, we have a belief some physical body exists in. We are trying to analyze it. Mm-hmm. It is not a body, it is a collection of parts, 32
mm-hmm.
parts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But still we believe there's a body, it's a collection of these parts. So mm-hmm. why do we get to worry about the body? It's a collection of parts only. But again, we have briefly mentioned that even you get rid of, you know, attachment to body level,
mm-hmm.
still different parts you may get attached forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
To get rid of that, you can further practice Dhatu Manasikara, the meditation known as Dhatu Manasikara, contemplate about four elements.
Mm-hmm.
Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu, solidity, mm-hmm. liquidity, motion and heat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That meditation also helps you to reduce those attachments.
Mm-hmm.
Even you can think about this anicca nature,
mm-hmm.
change in nature.
Okay.
Even this body is existing, it is changing. Right? One day it has to die. Right?
Sure.
And decay like this Navasivataka meditation. Right?
Mm.
Different stages of a dead body. This way also you can contemplate.
Yeah.
See the change in nature and get rid of those strong happiness and attachment, mm-hmm. the sad feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But this is only suppressing because still the knower is there, the physical matter outside is there.
Okay.
Right? So many used to practice this meditation. It's okay to practice. You must practice.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you have to understand if you are trying to, you know, gain results of Buddhism?
Mm-hmm.
You have to clearly know still whether this is it still worldly level meditation or are we heading towards Lokottara path or the supramundane path.
Mm-hmm.
To understand this, I'll take that same old simile,
mm-hmm.
dog
peeping into water.
Water,
yeah.
Right, famous example.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know dog is deluded.
Yes.
That's why it's barking to the water, thinking
yeah.
that there's another dog existing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's imagine somehow
mm-hmm.
we teach this dog to practice the meditation techniques that we are using.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 32 parts of the body.
Okay.
So, how we practice, whenever we see or get to know about a body,
mm-hmm.
we break this into parts. So, we teach same meditation to dogs. So,
okay.
it is also, whenever it see a dog,
it'll analyze.
It will analyze. This is not a dog, it's a collection of head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's imagine that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Dog peep into water. It strongly believe there's another dog. That's why it is barking. So this wise dog used to practice meditation might think it is not a dog. It is collection of head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh and so on.
Okay.
Then what would happen? It may reduce its anger.
Mm-hmm.
It may not bark anymore. Right? So this practice helps that dog to reduce its anger.
Yeah.
Similarly, if it is too attached, this meditation helped
mm-hmm.
it to reduce attachment. But how about the delusion, moha? Now, initially it believed in the water there's a dog. Now it believes there's no dog, but there's a collection of
parts. Yeah, collection of parts, and there's myself who's analyzing it.
Yes,
that's what the dog thinks.
Yes, I know it is not a dog.
Yeah.
Right. So personal belief also.
So the I is there.
I is their personal belief. But it is, it's a greater knowledge compared to worldly level. Because?
Compared to all other dogs.
Yes. Because it is not getting anger now.
Yeah.
Even it is deluded.
Mm.
But the important thing is you have to notice, even you can suppress your attachments or anger, still you are deluded. Right? That's why I mentioned this is not the Arya Pratipada or the Supramundane path. Still you are doing it in a worldly level. Right? We call that Pura Pratipada. You are preparing yourself to see the reality. But still not in the path.
Mm.
Not in the path leading to Nibbana. In the sense the Magapala.
Mm.
But worldly level defilements you are suppressing. This is definitely helping you to reduce your Pancha Nivarana.
Yeah.
Right? This helps you to develop your Samadhi. Or even go up to Dhyana.
Mm.
Contemplating this.
Mm.
But not to break your Sakkaya Ditti. So this personal belief.
Okay.
So this is where you have to, you know, understand, try to understand Buddhism. Buddha has mentioned, those who know and see, Janang Passan, only can remove their defilements. Janato Passato.
Mm-hmm.
Know and see the reality, Yathabhuta.
Mm-hmm.
But normal people going along this sansaric journey, they are ajanang apassang yathabhutam.
Mm-hmm. Not seeing things in their true nature.
Yes.
Hmm.
Not knowing and not seeing.
Yeah.
So, one can practice this Arya Pratipada only if janang apassang yathabhutam. Know and see the reality.
Yes.
This is also known as sammaditti. This is explained in Maha Salayatana Sutta. Okay, Janam Pasang Yata Bhutang, and also Sabbasa Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you have to know is the reality, the idea about what is going on. Now, same thing can happen if we see an image, or the, as I mentioned, not exactly the physical body, even if we see a photograph or a newspaper or something like that, still we can, you know, think about a physical body and a person and, you know, suffer.
Mm.
Right? So same thing happened here also. Now dog has not seen a physical dog in reality, but image, reflection in the water. Right?
Yeah.
So it is something like we are seeing a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
We are not seeing the real person.
Mm-hmm.
But still you can see a photo of who has passed away, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother or a father or ancestors, and you can cry. So you are not seeing the real physical body, but an image only. So how do you now to see what is going on? You have to go to faculty level.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddha has advised skanda dhatu ayatana to contemplate on those things.
Mm-hmm.
So ayatana are the faculties.
Mm-hmm.
Eye faculty, ear faculty and so on. So in this case, which faculty is involved? So you have to think about. Dog's case, we know the eye. Our case also, eye faculty.
It's the eye, yes.
Right? So eye faculty and mind faculty.
Mm-hmm.
Combination of these two gave us this happiness or sadness. So to contemplate on like ayatana, this is known as ayatana kusala. So you must know what the capability of each ayatana, each faculty. Capability of eye. So what's the capability of eye? Generating only the rupa sanya or the color. It can give only color image. I can generate only color image in your eye retina, inside your eye.
Yes.
Nothing more than that. I cannot do anything else. Right? Eye faculty. It can only generate color image. Then, our mind faculty use that color information or image information and think about it. When thinking only, it get to know, this is my mother, father, or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you are thinking, you don't need that figure existing in front of you. This image given by your eye faculty is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then even with close your eyes, you can think about it.
Exactly.
Right?
Hmm.
Just one glimpse enough.
Mm-hmm.
To capture the image.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Then your mind starts working, thinking about it. But when you are thinking, we are deluded. Deluded in the sense we don't know. This is, activity of our mind. We used to think we are thinking about something outside the person.
Mm-mm.
That's where exactly we are getting this suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dog's example,
mm-hmm.
I capture only an image. It's on reflection, we know about that, but dog doesn't know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I doesn't know what kind of image I have generated. It's only kind of instrument like a camera. Camera doesn't know what picture it has taken, but it has the capability of taking pictures.
And I think the image that falls on the retina is upside down as well.
Yes, yes.
And it's the mind process
know.
That we understand it the other way around.
Yes.
It's also basically again, because of the mind.
It is activity of mind.
Hmm.
So we have to separate these two activities. Activities by our physical eye and the activities by our mind. Okay? So, capability of eye is generating an image. That's all.
Mm.
Nothing more than that. So you have to realize that. Right?
Yeah.
It's like a camera. Capturing pictures only.
Mm.
But it doesn't know what kind of picture I have taken.
Sure.
So someone has to go and see, right? If it is a camera, right? So the person is our mind now
mm-hmm.
analyzing this image.
Mm-hmm.
So it is using this image information and also some additional information stored
mm-hmm.
or previously experienced, right? So you combine whatever color signal now captured plus previous experience together.
Mm.
So you are generating more and more thoughts. They are known as sankhara. You are creating more and more thoughts. But with the delusion that I am thinking about something outside.
Mm.
You may realize this if we take that example. Now dog's eye capture only image.
Mm.
But it is thinking about another dog. This image representing a dog. So that dog is existing outside. That's why I can see. That's how it is thinking. No?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's why it is deluded. It doesn't know these thoughts are generated within my mind about a dog. But it used to believe I'm thinking about a real dog existing outside. Right? So this is moha, or due to avijja, that you got deluded because of not knowing the reality. Not knowing the reality is avijja. Delusion is the moha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, when you are analyzing outside dog, you won't see the reality or the true nature.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happening to us as well. When we are analyzing outside physical body, this is collection of 32 parts, head, hair, body hair, and so on. We do not see the reality. Yeah. But by doing that, you can reduce your two defilements, the lobha and dvesha, attachments and aversion, but not the moha. So there's a technique to get rid of moha. That's what Buddha has explained.
Yeah. To you come to the supramundane level.
That's right.
Okay.
So if you contemplate about ayatana, you'll realize it. Okay, capability of eye is capturing an image, that's all. Then all the other things are done by our mind. So since we do not have that wisdom and mindfulness, what mind is doing, we used to believe we are thinking about something outside. Right?
Yeah.
So we have the ability of contemplating on this. So this is known as you think, contemplate ayatanas. Right? So you have to listen to Dhamma and understand what ayatana is doing and reflect on those. In this case, if we reflect like, okay, I can capture an image, mind is thinking about that image, not an outside object. So this is a creation of our own mind. Whatever we get to know are creations of our own mind.
Sure.
Right? With the help of other faculties, of course. Maybe eye, ear, nose, so like that. But whatever knowledge we get is creation of our mind, thoughts. Right? But since we have not heard Dhamma before, so long our samsaric journey, we used to believe we are thinking about outside physical matter. So this is where Buddha has advised us. If we want to see the reality of world, do it within this fathom long body, not externally. If you try to search it externally, it is like the dog trying to analyze the dog in the water. Right?
Yeah.
So I hope you might get kind of idea what I'm trying to explain. So we have to know about each of our faculties. Whenever you get to know about physical matter, physical rupa, what you have to do is first identify which faculty is involved in that process. Maybe eye and mind, or maybe ear and mind. For example, when we hear a sound of a bird, we get to know about that bird.
Yeah.
Right? In that case, ear faculty and mind faculty. So what's the capability of ear faculty? It can generate only sound signal. I can generate only color signal.
Okay.
Right? Similarly, other faculties. Nose can generate only a signal about smell. Right?
To the brain, you mean?
Yeah. To the mind.
Okay.
We'll keep brain aside.
To the mind.
To the mind. To the mind faculty. Wherever it arises. Okay? To the mind faculty.
Okay.
So, mind faculty use this information captured by other faculties. Maybe eye, ear, nose, tongue, or the body, right? And mind keep on thinking. Thinking in the sense it tell us about some kind of object existing outside. Right? That's what we used to believe.
Okay.
So we hear a sound, but we are thinking about a bird existing outside.
Sure.
Even without using our eyes now.
Yeah, right? We do, yes.
So it's a creation of mind. So whatever create from your own mind, how can it exist outside?
The best example is when we visited Olande Ananda Thero's temple.
There was
a lot of bird calls, and we thought it's like there were actually birds out in the garden making that. And later the Venerable Thero said it's only a tape being played, and we were surprised.
Yes.
So that was an instance where we actually believed just by hearing that birds existed in the garden.
That's right.
When it was not true.
Yes, it's only a recording.
Only a recording, yes.
Yes. So, that is one example how we get deluded, how easily we get deluded.
Sure.
Why we get deluded, like the dog peeping into water.
Mm-hmm.
So, same situation. We used to believe something existing where it is not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to separate these two. What is existing outside is something, but what we get to know is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to separate these two.
Mm-hmm.
Along our samsaric journey, we used to combine these two. What we get to know is actually existing.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the worldly level belief. So, whenever you see a body, we think that is actually existing outside. So whenever dogs see the image of their own reflection on water, it believes another dog exists. What I see is existing outside.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand there's something wrong in there.
Okay.
Right? What we see is something, what is existing is another thing. Those are two separate things. So this is the initial point in this known as Vidarshana.
Mm-hmm.
The insight meditation, this is the initial point.
Okay.
You have to separate these two. What is existing, what we call as physical matter,
mm-hmm.
and what we get to know is something we think.
Mm-hmm.
Creations of our mind, known as Nama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I have not used those Pali terms, but in fact, this is the exact way of, you know, separating Nama and Rupa.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's no way to get to know about physical Rupa using our these senses. Because I can capture only the color signal. Here
mm-hmm.
can capture only sound signal. Signal is not a Rupa.
Sure.
Right? Sanya. It is not Rupa.
Mm.
Buddha has given a simile, a very good one. It's compared to a mirage,
mm-hmm.
mirigun. Right?
Yeah, a mirage.
Yes. Mm. So this signal, sanya, is a mirage. So using our senses, now you can realize
mm-hmm.
we get only mirage or a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mirage. Not knowing the reality of this mirage, we used to believe about physical rupa, matter. That's how we get attached to this world.
Mm-hmm.
So if we believe rupa is existing and I know about it and try to analyze it, you are trying to analyze world from outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never see the reality. That's why Buddha has explained, you know, advice. If you want to see the true nature of world, use your six faculties or the 1 fathom long body.
Mm-hmm.
Try to see it from this body. You can see whole world, whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you get to know up to now
mm-hmm.
are using these six faculties and thinking about it.
Yeah.
So six faculties are like, you know, I took another simile, the egg shell.
Okay.
We are inside the shell
okay.
of an egg, right? So faculties can project
mm-hmm.
certain pictures
okay.
using
inside
their
the
signals
okay.
inside the shell.
Okay.
Like cinema hall, within a cinema
right.
hall. We can see six screens,
mm-hmm.
so they are only images,
mm-hmm.
right? Pictures. So, in another sutta, Buddha mentioned, Tittani chitrani tateva loke. Tithani is existing, Chitrani is Chitra, Rupa.
Paintings.
Paintings.
Pictures.
Pictures. So what is existing is pictures or paintings in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's very difficult to believe, but this is the reality.
Yeah.
Because we are like sitting on a, you know, hall with six walls, six sides.
Mm-hmm.
Each side there's a projection, right, by one of our faculties.
Okay.
So six faculties show us six movies,
mm-hmm.
pictures. So they are known as sanya. Eye gives rupa sanya, ear gives, you know,
sadda
sanya,
sound signals.
Yeah, like that. Six different signals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the six different screens available.
Mm-hmm.
So we are watching those. But we have never gone out from this hall.
Sure.
But we used to believe we know about whole world externally. But if you analyze your senses one by one, you'll realize
mm-hmm.
none of these senses can tell us about exactly what is existing outside. It can tell us something about, you know, capability. It depends on the capability of each sensor.
Yeah.
For example, if you have colorblind eye,
mm-hmm.
let's imagine.
Yeah.
If we born with the eye, it can only show black and white images.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen? Can we talk about other colors?
No.
Green trees.
And I don't think we would even understand what other colors mean.
Yes.
Because we have seen the world in black and white only.
That's why we became kind of slaves of our own senses.
Yeah, so limited vision, sort of. Yeah.
Limited vision. Still we believe we know about outside
mm-hmm.
using these senses.
Yeah, because actually people realize that most of us realize that we are colorblind only after going through an eye test.
Yes.
Before that, most people don't know.
Yes.
Mm. They think they know. They think they know, but they do not know.
So imagine about certain animals. They can see only few colors.
Like cats and dogs.
Yes.
Hmm.
So whole life they believe only
that's the
outside
world.
That's the world. And we don't know. Whole life we believe whatever capability of our faculties exists in outside. But can it be the reality, the true nature?
Sure.
Right? So that's why Buddha has advised us to focus, you know, contemplate on this salayatana.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know about each sensor, each faculty. Janam passam yatha bhutam. Chakkum bhikkave janam passam yatha bhutam. Know about, know and see the reality of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Know and see the reality of whatever you get to know about using your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are deluded.
Okay.
Normal mind, we can't see the reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to develop or practice this vipassana using the faculties. So this is something different from what we done before.
Okay.
Earlier, using our eyes, we used to believe
mm-hmm.
one physical matter existing,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a body mm-hmm. or a physical thing, and try to analyze it. This body consists of 32 parts, head hair, body hair, and so on. It is very similar to what dog is doing when peeping water. It believes another dog existing, but you can break it into parts.
Parts, yeah.
But still you are deluded because you have not contemplated on your eyes what it is doing. Right? So if one wants to see the true nature or the reality,
mm-hmm.
you may have to use this meditation and your faculties,
mm-hmm.
salayatana, right? And Buddha has mentioned this in many places in the Tripitaka. Our Salayatana, right? He has, compared this to a fire.
Okay.
In, for example, Aditya Pariyaya Sutta.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Haginiara, this mm-hmm. burning. And we don't know. It's burning,
Okay.
It is giving us such kind of suffering. Because we are
I think
strong.
It's very powerful to put it that way.
Yes.
That so that's the eye is burning.
Yes.
After all.
Yes. Mm. Not only eye, but all.
Yeah, all six senses.
All six senses. Right? And sure. Buddha has clearly mentioned you must see the reality of these faculties, otherwise, you won't realize Nibbana. So, in order to enter to the supramundane path, one must have this understanding mm-hmm. and then apply this. When you have rough idea about what's going on, then mm-hmm. you have to apply it again and again mm-hmm. to show your mind. Okay, worldly level it is deluded, this is the reality.
Okay.
Right? So that is the real vipassana. To escape from this world.
Sansaric journey. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Otherwise, what is happening is, we attach to our eyes. We attach to our ears. In your dying moment, even this is not working, you may go somewhere and get attached to another six faculties. That is the rebirth. So if you can realize what is going on within these faculties at this present moment, well, you will not get attached for these burning eyes, burning ears, and so on.
Yes. Well, I think that's a very, very powerful message that Professor reminded us today. That is, our eyes, our ears, all our six senses are burning after all. So today we discussed to come to the, it's the continuation of last week's program where we, talked about seeing the reality of Rupa and Rupa Upadana Kanda. So today we discussed how to reach the supramundane level of it, of this analyzing gradually. So I think we should start now because we have come a long way in this sansaric journey being attached to these rupa and also these six senses. As Professor rightly mentioned in his last few sentences of this program. So thank you very much for being with us. You can quickly say your email address to those who
wish to. Yes, email address is koggalage@yahoo.com. KOGGALAGE at yahoo.com.
And also your website.
Yeah, my website. You can download few books, PDF version as well. It is ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga.com.
Yes, so
and
with
our
that.
Regular sessions also available at. Every Saturday morning from
at the Nugegoda Subhadra Rama.
Nugegoda Subhadra Rama every Saturday morning.
Yeah, sure. So with that, we'll have to wind up our program because we have run short of time. So let us meet the next Monday with another wonderful discussion like this. Thank you very much. May the Most Noble Triple Gem bless you.